Hi, and welcome to the 10 Minute Techie Podcast. I'm your host, Tony Westcott.
Episode 50, Google Docs, cool new stuff. Can't think of a better name, but just cool stuff. Starts now. Kia ora and welcome to this week's episode of the 10 Minute Techie. Episode 50. I can't believe we're at episode 50. Blows my mind. I just want to say thank you to everyone that's listened. We've had over 4,000 listens, which for a tiny little podcast is pretty cool. So, mahi, thank you to everybody that has come up and said to me at conferences or over the internet, hey, I've listened to your podcast and it's helped. So if it can just help one person, someone's listening, that means I'm just really happy to be able to do this. So thank you to Digital Circus who support me in all this mahi as well. Also, just letting you know, I make this podcast on Anchor. And they have like a transitions that you can put in through, and you probably have heard my bongo drum transition, which I love. But they've made a whole new set of transitions, and the bongo obviously got the cut. So I'm trying out some new transitions. They're not great, but we're gonna roll with them. So just bear with. All right, so let's get to this episode. In Google Docs, if you open a Google Doc or an existing Google Doc and you just type the at button, there is now a whole menu of really, really cool stuff that comes up when you press the at button, which gives you heaps of options to make things more efficient, to go quicker, to tag people, to add stuff. Super cool. So I'm going to talk you through five things from that at drop-down menu that I think are game changers when it comes to teaching and learning. So let's get into it. Right, number one, people and files. So when you click the at button, when you type the at button, don't let me confuse you, there's a whole lot of menu options that come up. One is people, which means you can put little chips in of those people, which puts their name in, but it also puts all of their details in there. And then if you hover over it, it gives you all the details of that person, the calendar and everything. So that's really cool when you want to add people in that maybe other people need their contact details rather than having to type at dillaschool.nz. So that's really neat. And the other bit about that is files. So instead of having to search through your Google Drive, find a file, copy the link, that's a lot of admin actually when I think about it. So what's really cool is you can just pick a file. What it does is it comes up with the files that you've most recently used or thinks that it's trying to figure out what it thinks you're going to put in there. But if you actually click on files and the little arrow and you start typing the name of the file, it comes up with all the files that have that in it. So super great. You can just put in a little tag in there and it puts the link to that straight in there. Oh my gosh, amazing, game changer. Great for planning, right? When you're tagging in your other resources or links or other documents or things to print. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. Number two is just handy little things like dates, images, emojis, checklists. Super handy. Instead of having to go up and go insert, image, upload, you can just go at, scroll down to image, and then in it goes. Scroll down to date, and it just you just click on a date from the calendar and it puts it in. How awesome is that? And then people can click on that date and book a meeting. Oh, so cool. I don't know. I'm just fizzing over this, so bear with. Maybe you're not fizzing as much as I am, but it does add just another bit of usability to Google Docs. You can also do like page components, so like a header, a footer, a page number, a watermark. And as well as that, you can also do links to videos. You can paste links and all of that kind of stuff. So that's my number two, is just all those little bits and bobs. Number three is something called building blocks. Number three is building blocks. So if you go at and then you scroll down to where it says building blocks, there's some cool stuff in here. So let me explain three things from there. Meeting notes. So if I click on meeting notes, it means that I can add in an event that's coming up, and this becomes the meeting notes for that event. Right? Bear with me. You have to actually have a practice with this to see if it'll work for you and yours. But basically, if I had a team meeting tomorrow, and then I could go in my Google Doc, open a Google Doc, click at, go down to meeting notes, click on the team meeting that's in my Google Calendar, it will come up with the date, the name of the meeting, all of the attendees in that meeting, and then a place for notes and action items. I mean, what a dream. You don't have to type out all of that stuff every time. Oh, so cool. That's one of the cool parts in the building blocks. The other cool thing in the building blocks is email drafts. So what happens here is, say you want to collaboratively create an email. Say you're writing a letter to the parents about camp, right? And you're all working on it as a team, or maybe separately, but on the same Google Doc. You type in that at, you go down to email draft, it opens up an email draft, you start typing in that together, collaboratively, deciding on what you want to write for the email, and then here's the great part, there's a capital M, blue capital M button right next to this email, and if you click that once you've finished drafting, it then opens up Gmail and puts that email in there ready for you to send. Very, very cool. And the last one that's under building blocks before I go on to my last couple of tips is, it's called, let me scroll down and find it. Oh yeah, so there's like product roadmap or review tracker, and both are a little bit businessy, but essentially what it does is it sets you up a really cool table with drop downs like for action items that have already done, completed. It's kind of like a timetable type thing. So who's working on it? What's the project? Is it started? Is it launched? Files, notes. So that's just if you've got, maybe you're working with students and you're doing some project-based stuff, that's a really cool way to do it. And it puts it in as a table. So awesome, awesome, awesome. Number four is when you type in the at button, right down the bottom under more, there's like your equations and your special characters. Super useful. You don't have to sort of flick around in the menu to try and find them. That's just all right there. So that's one. It just makes it faster. And this would be a great one to teach your kids, because there's so much in here that could be useful for them, and they'll just get used to it, and that'll be where they go to find that stuff. Same with link. Link comes in there, and then they can just choose headings and bookmarks. Oh, you've got to go and have a play for it to truly work its magic on you like it has worked on me. And number five, the one that I think is really quite neat, is drop down. So you can create your own drop down menus, if that makes sense. So you could have a table, and it could have all the students' names in it, and it could be that they're completing a piece of work or a piece of art, and then you make a drop down in one of those boxes, and you call it completed, or you call it, I don't know, art, and then you've got options. So one of the options could be completed, one of them could be working on, one of them could be not started. You choose whatever. I'm just typing it in now to give the example. And what's quite cool about that is you can make those in conjunction with your kids. You can share that doc with your kids, and they can let you know, rather than you having to chase them up, let you know where they're up to with different things. Could be great for a can-do, must-do if you've got older students working in Google. If they're working through project-based, amazing option for that. You can still find all of this stuff up in the top menu bar. So if you go into something like insert, there's still drop down, there's still building blocks, there's everything in there. But it just means that the at button is just faster and a lot more handy if you're trying to do things quickly and efficiently. Sweet. Hope you loved my all over the place episode. this week. My brain's a little bit funky. Week 10, here we go. We're almost there. I'm going to let you be for the holidays. Maybe catch up on one of my many 50 episodes if you haven't had a look back through the catalogue. Also taking requests if there's a techie concept, tool, idea, theme, something you want me to unpack in 10 minutes, let me know. You can email me at tony.westcott, W-E-S-T-C-O-T-T, at digitalcircus.org.nz. Find us on Facebook, Digital Circus, or Instagram. Just reach out, you'll find a way. But I'd love to hear from you. If you've got an idea or you enjoy this podcast, let me know. Cool. Have a lovely week 10. Yay, we're almost there. You've done awesome. Term 2, almost in the books. Have a wonderful, wonderful holiday. Take care. Ngā mihi. I'm so sorry about the transitions. I can't choose. They're all terrible. Okay.